Mother-daughter cooking: good nutrition is vital for survival and staying healthy. Yet many preppers put their lives and their families' lives in danger by neglecting it. Many people lay up large stashes of survival food or stock up on supplies, but don't stock up on nutritious food. Most survival food, including meals ready to eat, MRES, simply don't contain the nutrients necessary to keep the human body healthy for a sustained period of time. In most cases, they are designed for short-term survival, not weeks, months, or years of nutrition. Although, for that matter, the standard American/Canadian diet, including many foods people plan to rely on for long-term sustenance such as canned and dried foods and frozen dinners, is not that much healthier. These foods are already extremely low on nutritional content to begin with. A lot of people will plan to make up for these deficiencies by reaching for the old pill bottle. They think that supplements, multivitamins, and in some cases, protein powders and drinks, can make up for the deficiencies in the diet. There are two big problems with this strategy. First, a lot of the supplements and multivitamins don't work in the first place. And second, supplements might not be available or affordable in the near future. Why commercial supplements often don't work? Many supplements don't work because they are hard to digest. Instead of being absorbed by the digestive system, the supplements go straight through the body and into the toilet. The main reason why supplements don't work is that many of the supplements, particularly cheaper supplements sold in North America, sometimes contain sodium selenite, a toxic substance. Some supplements also contain magnesium stearate, which actually creates a biofilm that blocks the absorption of nutrients into the digestive system. Of course, there are a lot of good supplements out there that don't contain these toxic ingredients. But what happens if the grid goes down and you cannot order them? Another more likely scenario is that you might not be able to afford to buy supplements or nutritious food because of a bad economy. Food stamps will not pay for supplements, and they don't hand out organic foods and multivitamins at the food bank. What happens if you lose your job and you need to live on a limited income for a period of time? Grow your own supplements at home. How are you going to keep your family healthy, particularly if you end up eating only basic survival foods such as rice or pasta? There's a simple answer: grow your own supplements at home. There are superfoods that you can grow at home that will provide virtually all of your family's nutritional needs. Best of all, you can grow these supplements at a cost of a few dollars a week. You can supply your family with all the nutrition it needs for a year at the cost of one trip to the supplement aisle. The amazing Aztec superfood used by top survivalists for mission critical strength and endurance. The great thing is that you can find online everything you need to grow a wide variety of highly nutritious superfoods that can take the place of supplements. Best of all, almost anybody can grow these supplements at home. Some of the supplements you can grow at home. Supplements you can grow at home include: wheatgrass is a tremendous source of protein, potassium, dietary fiber, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin K, thiamine, riboflavin, vitamin B6, vitamin B3, iron, zinc, magnesium, copper, manganese, selenium, and calcium. Wheatgrass can also supply you with the essential amino acids phenylalanine, valine, threonine, tryptophan, isoleucine, methionine, leucine, and lysine. Two or three glasses of wheatgrass juice a day can take the place of a multivitamin in adults, and it is more effective. Best of all, you can grow wheatgrass in about 2 weeks because it thrives in the average home. You can even make wheatgrass juice without electricity by using a manual juicer. You can order all the supplies you need to grow wheatgrass online. Another benefit to wheatgrass juice is that you can mix it with smoothies so kids can drink it. There are numerous books, websites, and YouTube videos out there that will show you exactly how to grow wheatgrass. Simply type the word wheatgrass into your search engine, and you'll be deluged with information on it. There are also hundreds of wheatgrass recipes available online. It's easy to grow, easy to prepare, and easy to drink because it's actually sweet. Another advantage to wheatgrass is that you can grow it indoors all year round. Barley grass is another grass similar to wheatgrass that you can grow indoors at home. You simply use the same methods for growing wheatgrass, and you can make a similar juice out of it. Sprouts can be grown at home by using hydroponic methods. There are a wide variety of sprouts that can be used as a tremendous source of nutritious, organic, high-energy food and grown for pennies on the dollar. Medicinal mushrooms are a tremendous source of nutrients and protein that you can grow indoors at home. Mushrooms are also a great source of protein and contain omega-3 fatty acids, a necessary nutrient that sprouts and wheatgrass do not contain. Such mushrooms can take the place of expensive fish oil supplements. All the supplies for growing medicinal mushrooms at home can be ordered online. There are also numerous books, websites, and YouTube videos that can show you how to grow the mushrooms. Like sprouts, these mushrooms can be grown inside. Herbs, particularly garlic, are a natural antibiotic. Herbs can be grown in your garden and inside your house. You can grow herbs in pots like houseplants or through hydroponic methods. Organic vegetables can be added to this list. Did you know that avocados are an excellent source of omega-3 fatty acids and that kale is a great source of calcium? Many organic vegetables are great natural sources of vitamins. You can grow your own organic vegetables in a garden. And if you live in a cold climate, there are many hydroponic growing systems that you can use at home year-round. If you have your own chickens, eggs are a great source of protein, omega-3 fatty acids, and vitamin B12. One or two eggs a day can provide you with all the protein, B12, and omega-3 fatty acids you need. Raising your own fish in a pond can provide you with a good source of protein and omega-3 fatty acid. Catfish and trout, which can be caught in rivers or raised in ponds, can be a good source of omega-3. As you can see, there are a wide variety of high vitamin and high energy foods that you can raise yourself at home. These are actually better for you than supplements, because vitamins in food are easier to digest than supplements. Such foods can also provide you with energy, which you will need in a survival situation. Learn how to be self-sufficient in nutrition. Try to get as much information about raising nutritious food as you can. There are many great sources of information available. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, because lots of people have already done the research and hard work of figuring out how to grow nutritious foods at home. All you need to do is to pick their brains. Something to remember is that our grandparents and great-grandparents didn't have supplements, yet they got enough energy and nutrients to work 10 or 12 hours a day in the fields, mines, or factories. Grandfather and grandmother had that much energy because they ate natural organic food that provided them with all the nutrition they needed. If you want to have the energy to survive, you'll have to eat the kind of food that your great-grandparents ate. Start growing your own supplements now because it will save you money and improve your family's health. There's no reason why you should be dependent on Walmart or UPS for nutrition. Instead, you can be self-sufficient in nutrition, just like you can be self-sufficient in food and electricity.